This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Pull, really pull it hard, pull that car cover off. There we got it. It's time. Pull that car cover off and let's get going. Good to have you along. Thanks, everybody, for joining me right here. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans from the greasy garage studio. I do appreciate you sliding in with me. And we did just pull the car cover off. It's that time of year. Spring. Hope your springs are springing. Oh, we are here springing a lot here in the Boise, Idaho area. That's where I'm broadcasting live from the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you to take the time and to sit back and relax this weekend here with me and the whole entire crew here on Auto World, and also the crew there at Genesis Communications Network. That's a syndicated network that you're listening to us on all our great radio affiliates, the Auto World podcast, of course, and GCNlive.com. Thank you, each and every one of you. You're the star of the show each and every week. And if you're listening to us on a delayed station in different, you know, time period, that's thank you. I do appreciate that. And I want to kind of highlight the phone number again, let you know that I throughout the 3 hours, yes, Auto World is 3 hours each and every week. Yes, live. So some of our affiliates only get an hour or take 2 hours or throw all 3 hours or just 1 hour. So that said, some of the delayed, I'm getting some emails from you that telling me that you're trying to call in, but no answer. And I just want to highlight that for sure you can always reach me on the email side, which is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And then the phone number wise, you can call in, but if you're listening to me in Los Angeles or, your city where you're sitting at, maybe you're down in Arizona in certain areas that are taking the show because it's the only time that affiliate can take the show, maybe at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday. We are live Sundays. So I do appreciate that. So if you do call in, don't get an answer. Don't get mad. Let's get glad. Okay? And that is how you do that, is with that email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. So for you people that are listening live, of course, which is a couple of our few best friends, charter members out there, thanks for being with me each and every week. You know who you are. You're a charter member. If you've called in, emailed me, no Visa or MasterCard number needed. There's no sales here. I'm not trying to sell you anything, but just have fun with you. Maybe teach you something. You teach me something. Like they've always said, two heads are better than one. In my case, two cars are better than one. Oh, yeah. Oh. We got quite a few cars in the stalls here at the Auto World Plaza and the Greasy Garage Studio. Oh, I guess I just accumulated another one. And why not? Why not? You know, that's what I do. I do cars. I do trucks. I do smells like it's burning something. That means that I like it. Hopefully you'll like it too. And today's world, I've been thinking about, you know, this world that we've been talking about on Auto World is a lot of electric words. Electric. I keep talking about electric this and electric that. I give you the news, of course, it comes in, and we have a lot of fun with that. I don't have an electric car yet. Well, I have got three electric cars. They're 6-volt. And they're the grandkids. Oh, yeah, we got a little Mini Cooper, 6-volt for granddaughter. Got Lightning McQueen, of course, 6-volt electric for one of my grandchild there. Boy, yeah, I won't mention any names to protect the innocent. And then we have another one, Paw Patrol. Oh, yeah, 6-volt electric. So I guess they're not mine. They're hanging up in the greasy garage studio for the grandkids when they do come over. And we have another grandchild that he's going to more than likely get in a 6-volt electric too. So I'm very proud to say, where does it all start for you? Where does it all start for my grandkids and my kids? I started them with a go-kart. My children, a girl and a boy, and they're old. They're grown up. That's why I have grandkids. Yay! And very proud to be there. But I started them in a go-kart. And why did I do that? Oh, because I like driving the go-kart. Yes, I had to get the wire welder out and the steel out, and I had to beef it up some because old dad here wanted to get in there and drive it too. Oh, yeah, 32 miles an hour. And, yeah, I took the governor off, a little spring and a little arm. And that's the most scariest thing to put your child in a go-kart that goes 32 miles an hour and let's set them free on a big, huge parking lot with nothing out there except light poles that are made out of concrete at the bottom. My daughter scared me. She was going full throttle. I'm going, you're going to, I'm yelling. Of course she can't hear me. And it's just a little lawnmower engine, but, you know, 32 mile an hour is a pretty good head-on collision. So anyway, why did I do that? She was good. She didn't crash or anything. We had a lot of fun with that Indianapolis 500 style go-kart. And the reason why I did that, the reason why I bought electric cars for the grandkids, because you do not want them to have high insurance rates. So I'm saving mom and dad, my daughter and my son, and high insurance rates later, because the kids have already got in a car and climbed into it and drove it. And yeah, if it's a little plastic 6-volt electric car, who cares about a little scratch or a little bit of crack here or dent there? You know, it just doesn't matter. What matters is they're going to be safe once they turn that driving age. How did you start driving a car? What age were you? Did you have an opportunity? Maybe you did have an opportunity to climb onto that tractor. You know, and what was your first car? Did mom and dad buy it for you? Or did you buy it? And how was your first accident? Ugh, meat by accident. I hate that anyway. Anyway, we got a great show for you here at Auto World this week. Definitely in the Greasy Garage Studio. First hour, give you a little touch and taste. We've got the hubcap handed to me. That hubcap's got the menu in it here in the for the Greasy Garage menu. What's on tap? And what's on tap is first hour, how to fix. Oh, you're going to have fun with this, all of you. I am too. I'm here joining you, of course. Uh-oh, first time in the United States. Wait for that segment. Oh, yeah, first time. And first ever and all-time high that happened this weekend. Oh, yeah. Oh, Michael Phelps. Remember him? Swim. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about him. And I also have a little question. That's just the first hour. I have a little question we'll throw out there right now to you. It's just for this show this week. Right now, for this week of Auto World, do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? Do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? They're burning that liquid fuel right now. Do you think it'll be all electric one day here on Auto World? I'd like to hear your comments on that. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is the email. AutoWorldRadio, all one word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number. Since 1992, 855-660-4261. And you can reach me on Facebook Messenger. And with that, just look for Mark Evans on Facebook. You'll see me there sitting behind a microphone. A couple garage cars in the background. I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage, actually, with automobile things behind me. And I do welcome you to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. But you can Facebook message me on the Mark Evans site. Second hour, got a little recall. And this is this recall, folks. I want you, each and every one of you, to not only listen up, but I want you, when we go to our first break for that secret sauce that our sponsors, your local sponsors, our national sponsors are going to give you, I want you to take a second, a minute, and call your neighbor. Maybe run over and knock on their door and get your neighbor, because your neighbor's going to want to hear this. This is a recall that each and every one of us need to know about. This is very scary. And there's a lot of these vehicles on the road, and you might even own one. So remember, your neighbor, your kissing cousin, your friend, everywhere. Call them. Tell them to tune into Auto World right here. And that is GCNLive.com, where you can also look at your great radio station or great affiliates out there on the AM and FM site. Okay, that's the second hour. And the second hour, too, spring has sprung. We're going to talk a little bit about, hell yeah, how's your cooling system cooling? I hope you haven't blown a head gasket yourself. And I don't want you to blow a head gasket on your vehicle. Auto World Racing News is coming in the second hour. And when we come back, again, call your neighbor, because this is a recall you're going to want to hear about. That's the second hour. But when we come back here on the first hour, how to fix it. I'm Mark Evans right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, we love you. And in kitty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, what we'll do near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang,
kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, we love you. And in kitty kitty bang bang.
That was a good movie back in the day. That was a great car. I wonder what the value of that car is today. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's good to be with you here in the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week. We're sitting here on the first hour. We have 3 hours of Auto World for you each and every week. I do appreciate you joining us for the first, second, and third hour. Now, with that said, each and every hour is different, and that what I'm saying there is that I give you fun. Literally fun, news, entertainment. What is Auto World? A lot of people ask. Well, Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive. And that means that it's 3 hours and I could go 10 hours. That's how much information and fun I have in front of me each and every week. And throughout Monday through Friday, I have a lot of news coming into me to the point of no return. And so we have a team that looks at things and say, this is something that we need to talk about behind the microphone, Mark, and give it out there for people. And this is something that we really do take very seriously and have fun doing it. And that's the best part of it all, because there's no rules in life, is there? Oh, no. Only rules there are is that you got to have 10 and 2 on the steering wheel and hang on, man. Push the go pedal and hit the brake only once in a while. So welcome back into the studio, and we were talking, I was giving you some little bit of touch and taste and tease of what we're doing the first, second, and third hour. Now the second hour, a little recall that you did call your neighbor, didn't you? Your kissing cousin? Your best friend about this recall. They do own one of these vehicles, so stay tuned that second hour. And I've got also three letters to share with you that you're going to say, what? That's right, JCB. JCB. Yeah, go ahead, Google that. You're going to laugh because you won't find it. See, that's just it, Auto World. We only have it here every so often, each week for you. JCB. So you're going to learn about those three letters. That's the second hour. Third hour, a little touch and taste. Oh, what happened on this day in automotive history? I do know that one of our charter members has some kind of car that has something to do with what happened on this day in automotive history. Oh, yeah. All you charter members are looking at each other right now. Oh, yeah. Second row. They're all looking. Oh, are we a charter member, or should we be a charter member, or how do we get to become a charter member? No cost. No cost. Just sit and listen, and that's all it takes. Third hour also. Ever walk down the boardwalk? Huh? Have you? Have you ever walked down the boardwalk? What boardwalk, Mark? Well, there's a lot of boardwalks. Well, not only can you, you can walk down it, but you get a chance to drive it. We're going to share that with you on the third hour. And, oh, yes, and back to that, I have a question for you this week, only this week. Now, I didn't give you any homework last week. Too bad. So sad. I have no homework right now for you. So you can sit back, relax, put some safety glasses on and steel-toed boots. I want to make sure that, you know, you're comfortable. For sure. Put a breath mint in, though, would you? Oh, man. Anyway, the question this week here on Auto World, do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? Do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? Electric cars, folks, not electric lights, you know, shining down on that Bristol Motor Speedway that's now dirt. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We might have some racing news later. Oh, yes, we will have. Okay. So, do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? Electric cars. I don't know if they, you know, they're pretty powerful. I don't know. They might have more power than the fuel-burning ones, the carbon-printed ones today. The number here to answer that question is 855-660-4261. Email for you folks that are listening on a delayed station, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Facebook Messenger, Mark Evans. Just look for Mark Evans. I'm sitting there behind a microphone. I believe a yellow car or a few automotive things are sitting behind me. Take a look. And with that said, I did put on my Instagram account and my Facebook accounts, Auto World Radio. I do welcome you to go over to Auto World Radio and take a look at our fun that we've been putting up there. You'll love it. And go to Mark Evans and you can take a look there at some of the things we do. My Instagram account is Auto World Media. And I did put a picture up, really cool picture. Take a look at it. It's an old truck, and the radiator has blown. There's water shooting out of the grill, and it's shooting into a little pond, and there's spring has sprung. That's what I said, spring has sprung. And I asked all of you if your cooling system is ready. And some of you, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And what do we know, and how do we know, and what do we need to know about our cooling system, Mark? Well, We're going to go down that path each and every hour. I'm going to give you some Auto World tips to keep you cool. Keep you cool. And I'm going to give you something that we'll do that the second hour. I'm going to give you a little Auto World tip that a lot of you are going to be going, wow, wow. And this is something behind the closed doors of an auto repair shop that a lot of technicians and mechanics will never tell you. So stay tuned for that second hour. But right now, let's have some fun. How to fix it? Have you ever asked that? How to fix it? You know, when you got squealing brakes, you're using your ears, and you're hearing those squealing brakes. You hear that exhaust leak. How to fix it? Belt squealing. Engine tick, 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 and put some oil in. You know, exhaust rattle. Oh, yeah, the days of the heat riser, they called it, back in the 60s, 50s and the 60s, and they even had a few in the 70s, a little exhaust heat riser that's actually causing a little butterfly in there, causing the exhaust not to get out, holding the heat in the exhaust manifold and into the head. Why? To keep the heater hotter and let the engine warm up quicker. But how to fix that squealing, those squealing brakes? How to fix that exhaust leak? How to fix that belt squealing? How to fix that engine tick? How to fix that exhaust rattle? Three words. Turn the radio up. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. Turn the radio up. Well, who cares, right? That's what. See, we like to have fun here on Auto World. See, I get you going down that path, and I turn the switch off, and then we turn it up. Turn the radio up. Crank it up. You won't hear a thing. And just keep going. Oh, yeah. See, yeah, so if you've got those kind of questions for me today, you got squealing brakes, you got an exhaust leak, you don't know for sure, but you got a belt squealing, you got an engine tick, you got an exhaust rattle. Maybe even if you've got wiper blades going, oh, that's horrible. I hate it. I hate it. And, of course, the blade has got so bare that it's scratched your glass. And now, yes, I've had an email before. Last week I got an email and I answered it off air. And I want to share this. They didn't want me to share it live on the air, of course, but I want to help everybody. There is actually glass polish, folks, to get rid of the scratches on your glass. And you're going to realize and find out that your windscreen or windshield actually has a little bitty nips in it, we call it, from the little sand and the rocks hitting it. You can't get rid of those, but you can get windshield wax or polish. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, first ever, and it hit an all-time high. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio with a whole bunch of M&Ms around me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The White House's members of the media will be allowed access to facilities that are being used to house unaccompanied minors along the U.S.-Mexico border.
We are mindful of the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic. We want to keep these kids safe, keep the staff safe, but we are absolutely committed to transparency and providing access to media to the Border Patrol facilities, and we're working to get that done as soon as we can.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday, more than 100,000 illegal border crossings were recorded in February, officials tell the Epoch Times. There's been a sharp increase since President Biden rolled back security measures implemented during the Trump administration. Former President Donald Trump says he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border soon, telling Fox that in his view, the situation will get worse, his visit likely in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Top down, let's do it. That's right, I got the car cover off and we are rolling down the, we pulled this bad boy away from the curb. I'm glad you're in the passenger seat with me and you're sitting in the back. I do appreciate that. Here today, I am actually sitting back in the Dodge Viper seat, very comfortable with a whole bunch of M&Ms around me. Oh, they're so good. Those dark chocolate ones and the crispy ones. Oh, anyway, love to have it. I'm glad you called your neighbor. Because on the second hour, we're going to give you that recall here at Auto World that you are going to say, huh? What? Oh, no. That's right. But on the good side, we got some positive things on that recall, too, that to help you get it fixed. But first and foremost, let's go back to that word, spring has sprung. Yes. Oh, yeah. Spring has sprung, folks. And that means that I hope you don't have water coming out of your radiator like the photo that I put on my Instagram account. That is Auto World Media, and on my Facebook, Mark Evans and Auto World Radio Facebook accounts. That's a beautiful, I've actually got a, I think it's an old 52, 53 Chevy with water coming out of the grill. Yes, flowers all around, the water's coming out of the radiator area, and it's going into a pond. Yeah, they did it purposely, absolutely. Here at the Greasy Garage in the waiting room outside, I actually do have a 57 Chevrolet pickup door. We've put a fountain in it. And we call it radiator springs. That's right. Water's coming out of the window that's rolled down the front of the door into the bottom of the kettle. And it's just continuously flowing. We have on the door, of course, radiator springs. Why not? You know, why not? That door was all rusted out anyway, and it's getting rustier by the second because the water's flowing down the front of it. Anyway, see, that's how it's all at. But let's talk about a little bit about cooling. The cooling of your car and how come. And first and foremost, let's get that question out there real quick because I had an email just come in and I want to make sure that I want to read this email and then I want to make sure that you, I want you to be a part of Auto World this week. How to do that is, of course, the email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com and our phone number is 855-660-4261. The question just for this week is, do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? Okay, I'm going to read this email that just came in here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. It's Corey. Corey, he says he's listening in Andover, Massachusetts. Well, good to have you along. Corey, let's do a shout-out. Woo! A shout-out to our great station, WNNW 102.9 FM, Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts. Corey, he says, yes, I think it'll be all electric. Love your show. Thanks for having the show for all of us. Well, Corey, thank you. From Massachusetts, thank you. I tip my hat to you for emailing in, of course, and sharing your sitting down and taking your time out to make sure that we are all electric in NASCAR. And I think it's going to go maybe too, huh? The one thing about NASCAR, Corey, you know, again, if you can send me an address, I can send you out some goodies. I got some things that I'd like to send out to each and everybody that, you know, becomes, you know, a charter member. You are a charter member now by being involved with an email, and I keep the car clean on the inside and outside and all that. So send back a little address, and we'll get you some stuff sent out. And thanks for answering that question. Do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? And Corey from Massachusetts says yes. So what's your opinion of that? 855-660-4261. Now, Facebook Messenger, you can get me on that too. I got that up. And the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, let's get back to spring and cooling. Cooling, folks. When's the last time your thermostat was replaced in your engine? Scratching my head here. I don't remember, Mark. Well, there it is. How many years can you go before a thermostat finally says, I'm not going to open up anymore for you? I'm going to stay closed. I'm going to let this coolant in this engine really get hot and cook and cook and cook and never open up so it can transfer the hot coolant in the engine to the radiator. And when it does, there is so much pressure behind that bad boy that it pops open and all that hot coolant's coming out of that engine and going into that plastic. I said plastic. Aluminum radiators that you all are driving today. Next thing you know, it pops the seal on one of the tanks on the right or the left, passenger side or driver side, doesn't matter. It's gonna blow it. It's gonna pop the seam. Plastic tanks with aluminum core on the inside. Pop goes the weasel. Well, now we have a leak there, don't we? So a little thermostat that costs $12, $15 at the most, can you do it yourself? No. No. I don't want any of you doing the thermostat yourself. Why? Because you have no clue which way to put it in. Does this end go that way, or does this other end go the other way? There's only two ways, 50% right, I guess. No. I want you to hire it done. It does not cost that much at all. But there is one that costs a little bit of money to do, and it is a Ford, and it is a Ford Explorer 4.0. In the Ford Sport Track, for example, it's got a little plastic housing and all, and it's kind of buried underneath the intake manifold. See, that's what you have to hire it done. Please, get the thermostat replaced. When's the last time that you flushed and got all the goo out of that radiator? Oh, we don't do that anymore. Yeah, you do. Yeah, see, that's just it. You like that. Antifreeze isn't a lubricant, folks, for your water pump. There's so many different types of antifreezes. We've talked about that before on here on Auto World. A lot of different colors. Toyota's got red, and Lexus is blue, and Volvo, I believe, is blue. You know, and then you got Dexcool that's orange for the General Motors product. So each antifreeze is literally a coolant that is an oil that's got a different viscosity, just like engine oil. So, you know, you don't want to mix. No, you don't want to mix. We don't want the water pump going out on you. Use your ears and you see if you hear that water pump bearing going. That's a water pump bearing. You know, and so that's what I'm saying, is that we want to make sure she's cooling good. But at the same time, the only way it's going to cool good is to take and flow good. So even a thermostat that hasn't been replaced for, well, how long should it be before I replace it, Mark? Good question. Well, every, what? How many miles? How many years? See, that's the difference in who drives where. You're driving down the freeway, you're driving in stop and go traffic. Stop, go, stop, go, stop, go is harder than driving down the freeway. Once you get your temperature up to operating temperature, the thermostat opens up, you're down on the freeway, and you're going to drive 2 hours, let's say. The thermostat stays open and never has to work again because you're constantly going at the same speed. So that thermostat, that application, that car really doesn't need the thermostat replaced, but every, I'm going to say it, 80,000 to 90,000 miles. The stop-and-go in-town person, I want that replaced at 50,000 miles because opening and closing, a lot more, working a lot more. The bulb, that's right, the copper bulb that's in the thermostat itself has got wax in it. The wax is designed, special colored wax. You got 160 degree thermostats, 180, 192, 195. So in order to, for that thermostat to know what temperature it is to open up, because it has to get to the 195 degrees, the wax in the copper bulb is sitting in the coolant, boiling, getting ready to melt. Once it melts, it activates the thermostat, causing the hot coolant in the engine to transfer over into the radiator where the cool water is. Cool water transfers over into the engine block. Then the cold water gets the copper bulb. It's cold, so what's it do to the wax? Starts to turn solid again, causing the thermostat to close. That's how that system works. Now, there you go. Now, we're going to talk about spring and sprung in the second hour and the third hour, too. Each and every hour, I'm going to take you down a road like we just did here about keeping your cool. That's right. A white steam coming out of the exhaust pipe? I don't know. Is there? Oh, yeah. We'll come back. First time ever in the United States, right here on Auto World. From the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Welcome back, everybody, to Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans, this week, of course, and each and every week from here on out, all the way until that asphalt road ends. And in fact, it never will end. So there you are. We're going to have fun forever. I really do appreciate you being here with me and taking the time out of your busy schedule, sitting back in your favorite chair, of course, and got your steel-toed boots on, your safety glasses, breath men in. I absolutely do. And take your mask off and relax. Sit back and enjoy. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's throw that question out again to you. This question is good for this week only. Do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? Again, do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? 855-660-4261. And the email here is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Axelrod Alex, he's sitting behind the producer of the show. He's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And if you also have any type of car questions, truck questions, repair questions, you got something that's smelling or leaking or making noise, of course, how to fix all that, of course, is just turn the radio up. No. You say you don't have a radio or your radio doesn't sound good. Well, let's get that fixed too. Do you have a power antenna? Remember those days? Where'd the antenna go? Down in the fender. Oh, I hated replacing those power antennas. Oh, I hated it. Buick Park Avenue. The Cadillac Eldorados. Oh, you take the inside of the, take the fender off. You got almost take the passenger door off just to get to the bolts to get the fender off. So that's where it's all at. Been doing auto repair for over 40 years, touching, tasting, and dealing with power antennas. And so each and every week, I slide into the Greasy Garage Studio with the tools, and of course on the weekend I have a tool in one hand, right hand, and the microphone is in front of me. So microphone in one and the hand and the wrench in the other. It's for you. So if you have any car questions or anything that you'd like to highlight, definitely I do. You're the star of the show each and every week. Please interrupt me. Again, at 855-660-4261 or autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And for you folks on the delayed stations, like I said, The question, do you think that NASCAR will be all electric one day? You're more than welcome to please answer it. We're going to always go through our email bag. We have an email bag. I print those out, put them in the bag to the left of me, right over here. Yeah, right there to the left. And we're going to go in there right now. Let's do it. Got an email to share with you? Or two? My gosh. I'm going to get that in that email bag here. Sorry about the noise. It's just so many emails. There's one. Oh, yeah, here's one. It says, okay, I can read it on the air. Again, with that, if you do not want me to read your email on the air, just tell me. Just print it right in there and I won't read it. But here's one that I can. You're right, Mark. Spring has sprung. And so has the rain. How do I get rid of the noisy wiper blades? Thanks in advance. Rich in wet Moreno Valley, California. Well, let's dry you up, get those wiper blades fixed. Let's do a shout out. A shout out to our great affiliate there. KMET, 1490 AM. Moreno Valley, Hemet, there's our horn. Riverside, Lakeview, Hemet, California, and again, to each and every one of you in the towns in between the towns, I can't mention them all, we only have 3 hours, so I just wanted to highlight a few. I do want to shout out to each and every one of you there, and thanks, Rich, for bringing us into the wet, as you said, wet Moreno Valley, California. Now, noisy wiper blades. When it becomes spring, it starts to rain. We start getting humidity in the air. That means water, condensation. Oh, yeah. Aren't you glad you got a barometer sensor now in that air intake? We're not talking about barometer sensors, Mark. We're talking about helping Rich fix his wiper blades. Oh, okay. I think I'm talking to myself. Anyway, Rich, wiper blades. Let's make sure first and foremost that your wiper blades are new or fresh. If they're not new or fresh, the rubber's been sitting in the sun in California, of course, nice sunny area there, they're going to rot, and the rubber's no good. So take a good look, Rich. Just make sure that the rubber doesn't have chafes, you know, little cracks, hairline cracks in it, weather-checked type cracks. And if they do, of course, I want you to replace them. And yes, Bosch and Michelin. Which one of those would... Oh, I didn't happen to say Anco. See, there's a lot of brands. But let's get right down to the nuts and the bolts of this story. Just go buy Michelin's. That's wiper blades, folks, not tires. But you can buy Michelin tires, too. They're good. They're good. But Michelin does do a good wiper blade also, Rich. And so buy some Michelin wiper blades. If you don't have those in your area, then Bosch, Anco. But I do want you to, with your old wiper blades, folks, Rich, you too, I want you to, if you don't replace them, I want you to not only spray this on your old ones, but if you buy new ones, I want you to go and spray and get a bottle of the Rain-X aerosol spray. Yes, I want you to spray, just give them a good shower. I want you to spray Rain-X on these wiper blades. You can do them while they're on the car. I actually dip them in, Rich. I actually take the lid off my Rain-X bottle and dip them in there. And it just sits in there for about 5 minutes. And then I put them on. You do that and your wiper blades, folks, will last a lot longer. And get rid of that squealy noise that like Rich has here. And Rich, absolutely, Rain-X, spray those on there. And Michelin, Bosch, Anco. Trico is also another name, but there you go. And I'm saying all these names, not that I want to give a shameless plug to any one of these companies, but just in case you folks are listening, and we know you are in a whole bunch of different areas throughout the world, you might not have Tricos in your area, Anco's in your area, Michelin's in your area, and or the Bosch in your area. So I give you a lot of brands there that I want to make sure everybody's happy with their wiper blades, because spring has sprung! Oh, yes. And again, good to have you along, Rich, from Moreno Valley, listening on KMET, 1490 AM, here on the first hour. Absolutely. That's how you do it, folks. Email me with any of your questions, and I can sure help you out with some secrets. We're going to go behind the door here at the repair shop. And here on Auto World, I can do this because I'm behind the microphone. And that means that I can tell you things that happen behind the shop door. So you, if you're listening, you're going to get information that maybe you've never heard before. And yeah, it is legal because I'm the guy behind the microphone. I can tell you. Well, Volkswagen, oh yeah, first in the United States. with the ID4 all-electric SUV, folks. Electric market share. Oh, they're bringing it to the United States, Volkswagen. Germany? Well, here's the electric market share before the garage door closed down. Honest, Tesla, 21% of the electric car market. SAIC, 13%. That's a car over in, it's across the pond. And then Volkswagen now is 11%. What is the ID4 now? Well, what it is the starting price is about $40,000, range about 250 miles. It's a rear-wheel drive only for now. Goes from 0 to 60 in 7.6 seconds, and it has DAT. DAT is Driver's Assistance Technology. DAT, Driver's Assistance Technology. That's what it is. So Volkswagen's coming up on their share. They're going to bring this ID.4 to you. It's a little four-door sedan. You'll enjoy it. Take a look when you get a chance at it. And again, at $40,000, not too bad of a price. The range is 250 miles. And you'll probably, more than likely, enjoy it. And I hope you do. They're bringing it into each and every one of us. Rear-wheel drive, I think that was kind of odd. Rear-wheel drive is the first item that they're going to share with us, and for us to buy. And later they're going to do an all-wheel drive. But the first, they're going to do a rear-wheel drive car. And that's just kind of odd, isn't it, for Volkswagen? Oh, yeah. Well, we'll thank everybody. The garage door is going down. We'll thank everybody for being here this week, of course. You, yourself, you're the star of the show. We're going to have a great, fun second hour. Absolutely. That recall. Okay? Call your friends, because you're going to want your neighbors and your friends to know about this recall coming your way on the second hour. Thanks to Axelrod Alex, producer of the show. Of course, General Motor George, my chief engineer, and all of you for being here. Drive safe, folks, and motor on.
There's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.